Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia, the supervisor here in the fire department. Can I have your first and last name?
My name is, what is your name again?
Sonia.
S-O-N-J-A?
Correct.
All right, my name is Nancy Robinson.
Okay, thank you for that. Verify your email address for me, please.
I'm not giving my email address to anybody. I can give you my phone number.
No, ma'am. I have to verify the information that's already on the account. This is the process we go through in the fraud department.
What kind of an email do you have?
Well, I can't provide you with the email. I can provide you with the last of it, which is at gmail.com. 11@gmail.com.
11?
Yes, that's the last of the email address. 11@gmail.com.
I have a Gmail account that is nancyhinch12@gmail.com.
Okay. Verify your telephone number for me, please.
817-229-5276.
Thank you for that. Verify your shipping address.
310 Donna Circle, Granbury, Texas, 76049.
Okay, thank you for that. That information you verified over this recorded line was correct. Looks like the tackle bag was ordered on March the 1st, where you had to pay the shipping and handling for the free product. Looks like whomever used your credit card information automatically signed up for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership, where you're billed, where they give you 48 hours to call in to cancel to keep from being billed the $56.95 for the membership.
I don't know anything about all that.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. I still have to explain.
Okay.
Okay. So
I do know that my credit card was charged $7.95, but I didn't notice that now it's been charged $56.95 once and then $56.95 again.
Correct. That's for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, that's what I just got done explaining, ma'am. Could anyone in your household might have placed this order?
Well, not that I know of. It's just me and a 94-year-old that has dementia. And
okay.
He don't even know how to use a phone.
Okay. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is get your information sent over to your local county police department. So that way, whomever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. We do send over the IP address, which does show the exact device and location where the product was ordered from. I do have but you to be fully aware that if it does come back to the information you verified over this recorded line, you could be prosecuted for fraudulent claims of fraud. Would you like to proceed with the fraud claim?
Well, of course. I'm
okay.
An old woman, and this credit card is a senior citizen's credit card, and I don't know who's trying to do what to me, but I'm not going to have it done.
Okay, so that information has been sent over. For the beginning of this investigation, we do refund the most recent charge, which will be the $56.95 charge from today's date. That refund will be credited back to your credit card within about 3 to 5 business days. You'll also get an email confirming. Your local police should contact you within 24 to 48 hours regarding the...
I'm not going to pay that other $56.95 either.
Well, for the beginning of the investigation, ma'am, we only refund the most recent charge.
Well, I guess I'll have to call the credit card company and tell them to just contest that because I didn't do it.
Okay. Now, if you're going to do that, then we're not going to be able to issue any type of refund because once your credit card contacts us, we do verify the same exact information. If this information matches what they have for you in your system, then they don't consider that as fraud, and that does place your account in chargeback. meaning you filed a dispute with your credit card company and that dispute was lost, so the money will be charged back to you.
I don't have a dispute with my credit card company. I have a dispute with whoever did this to me. I am a senior citizen on a fixed income. Why in the world would I sign up for something that I don't even know what you're talking about for $56.95? I don't understand all this, what's going on here. But I know that apparently y'all charged something on March the 5th and April the 5th for $56.95. And I didn't notice it, but apparently on March the 1st, it's $7.95. I just got my credit card statement out, and I probably didn't check it close enough for $7.95. But I'm sure going to start looking closer now. I hope you have this recorded. I need to speak to your manager or somebody because this is ridiculous.
Well, ma'am, I am the supervisor here over the fraud department. There would be no one else here to speak with at the moment. Now, the $56.95 charge for April 5th has already been refunded. We do only are supposed to refund the most recent charge during a fraud investigation. The most I can do for the March 5th charge will be a 35% refund on the $56.95 charge.
35% refund?
Yes.
What is this all about? I'm just thinking that y'all are just trying to take me.
Oh, ma'am, we didn't create this account for you, ma'am. We only handle accounts here. This account had to be created online through an advertisement, etc. We don't have your information here. The only way we get your information is if you put it in or someone has your information and they order this for you.
Huh.
Do you accept the 35% refund on the March 5th charge?
Man, this is terrible. Okay, now, you're saying you're going to take off the $56.95 and then 35% of the $56.95 from the other one?
Correct.
So what are you charging me?
You were charged $7.95, and you will be charged the other half of the $56.95 from March 5th, ma'am. We are really only supposed to refund one charge during a fraud investigation.
And what are y'all going to do when y'all get through with this investigation?
Well, if it turns out that you weren't the one to place the order, then the rest of the charges are refunded. If it does come back, then, of course, you know that the other charges will not be refunded and you can face prosecution.
So now what are you saying? You're saying you're taking off the $56.95 for the whatever day it was today,
March, the April 5th charge. $56.95 will be refunded from April 5th and 35% refund of March 5th charge, which will be $19.91, will be refunded from that charge.
So I'm still owing whatever the difference is there.
Well, you don't owe anything, ma'am. These charges have already been paid. This is a refund.
I haven't paid these. The only thing I paid is $7.95. Oh, my credit card that I see here.
Okay. These charges that I'm refunding, ma'am, they've already been paid. So you don't owe anything.
So you're saying they've been paid by my credit card?
Correct.
I haven't gotten the bill. I guess is what I'm trying to say. The only bill I've gotten is for $7.95, and I paid that bill on March 14th.
Okay. So that $56.95 and that $19.93 will be refunded back to your card within about 3 to 5 business days. You'll also get an email confirming. Is there anything else I can help you with?
And what are y'all going to do?
Oh, ma'am, I just explained to you how the investigation works, ma'am. You'll get an email confirming.
Okay.
Okay. All right, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful night.